This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
Super Hits Radio. Joy 99.7.
It's 1 o'clock. Time for the Joy Business Report. Former Finance Minister Seth Tepe warns Ghana's economy is still vulnerable even after IMF review meeting. And more businesses lament high cost of operations, which they say could lead to job cuts and the collapse of the private enterprises. We will hear from the Ghana Chamber of Young Entrepreneurs. And Ghana ranks 10th country with the lowest fuel price in Africa and 40th globally in the month of April 2024. We have details from the latest global petrol prices report. I am Emma Davis. Let's settle for the details. A former finance minister, Seth Tepe, has urged the government to proceed with caution in light of the depletion of the country's fiscal buffers. Tepe noted that while Ghana's performance under the IMF bailout program has delivered a modest economic boost, sustaining this progress is critical to maintaining a path of recovery. He spoke at a media dialogue on the state of the economy and the IMF program in Accra.
It's good for the situation not to get worse, but we must also note that for some of the indicators, we are growing from a low point. The way we have depleted our resources, buffers in particular, means that we remain vulnerable. In as much as we should be welcoming positive changes as good for the economy, we should also be cautious because 4 or 5 years is a long time, and the projection that we are being given, which may have taken a lot of assumptions into account, may bring some setbacks given the interrelations between countries and economies. So, but we'll have to remain hopeful going into the media review.
Seth Tepe is a former finance minister. Now, cost of operations have surged and could lead to job cuts. That's according to the Ghana Chamber of Young Entrepreneurs. Speaking to Joy Business, Chief Executive Sherry Gali noted that the hikes in fuel prices, depreciation of the local city, and the current power outages have increased the cost of operations for the players in the private sector. This, he believes, could lead to job cuts and the collapse of the private sector if the situation continues.
When the dollar appreciates more than the city, what happening is that almost everything inevitable increases. Look at fuel now. There's a fear, a lot of people are saying that we may even get it hit 18 Ghana cedis per liter before maybe end of this month or whatsoever. And these are proponents that ensure that we have hikes in business and make things very difficult. You see, people think that when prices or when the cedi depreciates as it has done, businesses enjoy. It's a big lie. It's difficult to even sell in the market. It affects a small business owner because the business is already struggling to turn around their profit.
Still on challenges facing businesses, the Food and Beverage Association of Ghana has joined calls for a load shedding timetable. According to the association, the unplanned power outages are causing setbacks to its members, increasing their cost of operations. Speaking to Joy Business, Executive Secretary of the association, Samuel Agri, said the situation is becoming unbearable for beverage producers.
The power situation as we have now is very challenging and a problematic area for all industries. And therefore, we expected that at least government will give us a schedule to make sure that we plan the way we produce the way we produce. Unfortunately, this is not there. And if there's anything to go by, you look at the fuel that we power our generators. These are very costly. And therefore, you look at the industries and say that this is something that an area that I can also reduce the cost of fuel for you.
Samuel Agri is the executive secretary of the association. Moving on, the managing director of Zen Petroleum, William Terrier, has stated that the price floor mechanism set by the National Petroleum Authority must constantly be monitored to prevent it from being abused in the future. He is of the view that the interest of consumers must be paramount at all times when setting the price. The price floor was introduced by the NPA to prevent oil marketing companies from selling petroleum products below a stated price. Mr. Teria cautioned that the system could be open for abuse in the future.
But to date, the price floor that has been set is quite low. And I think it's really taking into account the very, very basic cost of the product. So that is not an issue today. But I think the thing that we should be looking at going forward is that the price floor doesn't start creeping up to a point where the customer is losing out. So we shouldn't get to a point where an oil marketing company is able to sell to you at a lower price, but because there's a price floor, they're forced to increase their price. And I think that's something that we need to watch.
William Terrier is Managing Director of Zen Petroleum. According to the most recent report from globalpetrolprices.com, Ghana stands out as the 10th country with the lowest gasoline prices in Africa and ranks 40th globally for April 2024. Ghana's average gasoline price per liter was $1.05, placing it among the more affordable countries on the continent. Libya and Egypt lead with the lowest fuel prices, selling gasoline at $0.03 and $0.28 per liter, respectively.
Affordable gasoline prices play a crucial role in developing nations, particularly in Ghana, where transportation costs can significantly affect the overall economy. When fuel prices are low, transportation becomes more accessible, reducing the cost of goods and services. This has a ripple effect on improving access to employment, healthcare, and education for low-income communities. According to the latest globalpetrolprices.com, Ghana grabbed the 10th spot in Africa for cheapest fuel price and 40th globally. In Africa,
Libya and Egypt also recorded the least prices, taking the first and second spots at a price of $0.03 and $0.28 respectively. The data also showed Nigeria and Sudan taking the fifth and sixth position, with petrol selling at $0.54 and $0.70. The average price of gasoline around the world currently stands at $1.34 per liter. Ghana, like many other countries, imposes numerous taxes and levies on fuel to generate revenue for public projects and infrastructure. This has led to high costs at the pump for consumers.
That was a Business Desk report. Moving on, Ecobank Ghana PLC has said it is working to resume the payment of dividend to its shareholders. The bank managed to increase its total revenue for 2023 by 79.4% to 5.3 billion cedis. The bank also recorded a total assets of 33.7 billion cedis, marking a 29.9% increase from 2022. Speaking at the bank's 2024 annual general meeting, board chairman Samuel Ashite AJ said the growth was driven by mainly increases in net interest income as well as fee-based income.
In line with the central bank's expectations on dividend payments and to ensure the continued sustainability of our business, we have elected not to pay a dividend for the calendar year under review. The board, working closely with the executive management team, is confident that the strategy currently being implemented will underpin the long-term growth of your company.
Samuel Ashite AJ is the board chair of Ecobank Ghana PLC. Now, MTN Ghana has partnered Mobile Web Ghana to encourage girls in senior and junior high schools to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering and mathematics as part of the International Girls in ICT Day celebration. According to the Economic Empowerment Advisor for MTN Ghana Foundation, Cynthia Mills, the mentorship program aims to help young girls to navigate STEM courses which are usually deemed difficult.
We're having International Day for Girls in ICT today, and it is to remind our young ladies, those in JHS and the early part of SSS, to be bold and take on STEM courses, because especially at the JHS levels, the majority of them are afraid of mathematics and science. So MTN is encouraging them to take on those courses, and we've brought on some mentors, workers of MTN, to encourage them and tell them their stories, how they navigated through these courses.
For your pension tip on Money Lab, we will share insights on the pensions architecture of Ghana.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Ransford Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. On our previous episode, we discussed the birth of the pension schemes in Ghana. Today, we will be talking about the three-tier pension scheme in Ghana. The National Pensions Act 2008, Act 766, established a contributory three-tier pension scheme for all workers in the country. Tier 1 is your mandatory 13.5% basic salary contribution managed by SNIT. Tier 2 is the mandatory 5% contribution managed by a private corporate trustee. And Tier 3 involves the voluntary provident fund and personal pension schemes, also managed by a private corporate trustee. Till we come your way again on our next episode of Money Lab, please remember to plan well and retire well.
Ransford Matekole is the Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees Limited. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Every day, people face different emergency, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians do not know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is a new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime, data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Emma Davis, Ignition.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.